Welcome to RE Sunday, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent. My name is Colleen Taley, and I am proud to serve as the Director of Religious Education for our community. I am joined this morning by Mary Leeson, the chair of our RE committee and preschool kindergarten teacher, Hal Walker, our music director, and a host of a lot of other people, teachers and children alike. We gather as a diverse and inclusive spiritual community that seeks to inspire love, work for justice, grow in community. No matter your gender, age, economic status, political affiliations, race or nationality, affectional or sexual orientation, spirituality or beliefs, you are welcome here. Our chalice lighters this morning are Stephanie and Katie. And would the children in the congregation please stand and turn to face the congregation as we say together our words of chalice lighting. And feel free to show them the motions too. Ready? We light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the helping hands. This is the church of the loving heart. Thank you, friends.
Thank you. Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, or perhaps it was just right here in this very room, there was an amazing group of young humans. These children were created from love and hope. They were fueled by curiosity and enthusiasm. They were full of energy and insight with extra amounts of compassion, justice, ingenuity, and wisdom. Once a week on Sunday mornings, these young humans gathered together to share their stories, to explore new ideas, to sing and dance, create art, to play, to make meaning of this world and their place in it. In their classes, they learned to respect all people, offer fair and kind treatment to all, yearn to accept and learn about ourselves, others, grow by exploring what is true and right in life, believe in their ideals and act on them, insist on a peaceful, fair, and free world for all, and value our home earth, which we share with all living beings. This rainbow was their guiding symbol and influenced their words and actions. For many, many years, it has been a privilege for this old human to spend Sunday mornings with these amazing young humans. Each week, they shared their world with me, a world full of wonder and amazement, a world full of silliness and make-believe, a world full of laughter and joy, a world full of compassion and acceptance. Their world is a fantastic place you really should visit, and it fills me with so much hope for the future. This morning, you have the opportunity to meet and learn more about these amazing children as they share a tiny piece of their world with you. Come, let us celebrate their journey together. The Dream I Dream for You, My Child, by L.R. Nast. I hope you search for four-leaf clovers. Grin back at Cheshire moons. Breathe in the springtime breezes. And dance with summer loons. I hope you gaze in wide-eyed wonder at the buzzing firefly and rest beneath the sunlight trees as butterflies fly by. I hope you gather simple treasures of pebbles, twigs, and leaves, and marvel at the fragile web the tiny spider weaves. I hope you read poetry and fairy tales and sing silly made-up songs and pretend to be a superhero righting all the world's wrongs. I hope your days are filled with magic and your nights with happy dreams, and you grow up knowing that happiness is found in simple things. The dream I dream for you, my child, as you discover, learn, and grow, is that you find these simple joys wherever in life you go. At this time, I would like to invite the preschool and kindergarten class to join us on the chancel.
And myself. And this year we use the curriculum Celebrating Me and My World. And it starts with a quote from Josephine Gould. A child's religion develops slowly, all day, every day. By religion, we mean feelings and thoughts about ourselves, our families, our friends, and whatever else in the world of nature and society have an impact on us. These thoughts and feelings grow out of total experience. A child's spiritual development is not the development of one part of him or her separate from the other part. It's the development of the whole person. Natural religious development is found in the kinds of experiences that actually awaken wonder, that represent the thrill of the first discovery and that cause questioning and the beginning of philosophizing. This year, we met together to light our chalice, express our feelings, create art, sing songs, play games, share toys and materials. We celebrated all that makes us unique as we explored our five senses and practiced giving, sharing, helping, dancing, and pretending. We celebrated our world as we explored birds, fish, animals, flowers, air, light, and darkness. And we'd like to introduce the children. Only Katie could be present today, but we have a few more to share. But Katie is curious about math and school. Jumping and hopping make her happy. And when she's outside, she likes to dig in the dirt and go in her treehouse. This summer, she looks forward to swimming, catching fish, and throwing rocks in the water at the beach. Hunter Deal, I think Elizabeth is holding his face. Hunter is curious about animals. Sharing his toys with everyone makes him happy. And when he's outside, he likes to go to the playground. And if he were a superhero, his name would be Sky, and he would fly super fast. Tyler Waltz, his face held by his mom. Tyler is curious about math and raccoons. He's happy when his mom comes home and when he gets new games. He looks forward to swimming, water gun fights, and camping this summer. And if he was a superhero, he would be able to walk through walls and go invisible. And we are missing Tristan Penny, Melody Bratnick, and her brother Leo as well. Thank you.
Just as you do here in the service on Sunday mornings, our children gather and share their joys and their sorrows with each other. I wish you could see it. I wish you could see how they share with each other and trust each other in their little communities upstairs. For a time of meditation, I would like to bring the grades 1 through 3 World of Wonder class up to the chancel.
Our 1st through 3rd grade classes have been working on a curriculum called World of Wonder this year. This curriculum centers on our 7th principle of respect for the interdependent web of life of which we are all a part. And if you will hold up, this is a symbol of our studies this semester.
Our group has been quite large. We use 2 classrooms, one with pillows as a cozy place to listen to stories, and one with tables so we can work on our projects. We've had as many as 15 children in our class on any given Sunday. That's a full house.
So as well as crafts and stories, we've also done several guided meditations, and some of them had movement and some of them did not. And we'd like to share a meditation with you today. The children will guide us through a visualization of the different topics that we have learned about this year. So settle comfortably in your seat, and we will take a walk through the forest together.
Imagine yourself in a forest. The forest is full of trees. You put your arms up like branches and sway in the wind. Trees do so much for us. They give us clean air to breathe, shade, and homes for animals.
You see a bee flying toward a flower. Nature's partnerships are amazing. The bee works with the flower to make honey and more flowers. After the bee leaves, you go to the flower and breathe in its beautiful scent.
There are so many animals in the forest. You see places where the animals live. The bee goes down a little hole in the ground. There are bigger holes in the ground where other animals live, and nests in the trees. When you look at the pond, you see a beaver dam.
See the baby birds in that nest. The eggshells on the ground beneath the nest tell you what the babies have newly hatched. When you reach down to pick up a shell, you think about the life cycles of animals and of how precious all life is.
This beautiful soil is perfect for plants to grow in.
Smell the richness of the earth and see seeds and see the seeds which have fallen on the forest floor. See them grow into plants which give us air and food.
Nature is very creative. We know that every snowflake is different from all others that surround it. Look at the intricate spider web tying together those two tree branches. Remind us how creative insects and animals are when they build their homes in the forest.
As you continue your walk in the woods, you hear two gray squirrels chattering happily as they chase each other up and down the tree trunks. And through swishing green leaves, watching them play gives you much joy.
Seeing the squirrels together reminds you that animals often relate to other animals and humans in kind and loving ways. You remember stories you've read or heard about animals, dogs, monkeys, horses, even dolphins that have cared for and sometimes even saved the lives of other animals and humans.
As you look at all nature's gifts that surround you, you think about what we must do to keep this forest and this earth safe for the future. You know that our earth is in danger if we do not respect and take care of it.
The Lakota Native Americans believe that all people, animals, insects, trees, plants, birds, and rocks are related in a wonderful web of life on the earth we share. The Lakota end each prayer or speech with a phrase honoring this belief. This phrase means we are all related. We'd like to teach it to you today to end our meditation. The children will say it, and then we'll say it together. Okay.
Midakule, Oyasin, we are all related.
Together.
Midakule, Oyasin, we are all related.
I'd like to invite our grades 4 and 5 to give their presentation.
With Ms. Luna. circle around, I circle around the boundaries of the earth.
Good morning, everyone. We are the 4th through 6th grade class. Our teachers are Luna Hart, Trudy Deal, who are up here, also Susan Poole and Michelle Boris, who couldn't make it up here today, and myself, Cheryl Spur. We don't just teach our Sing to the Power in our class. We sing, we dance, we chant, we meditate with our bodies, and we will share all of this as the children tell you what we have learned this year.
From the element Earth, our class learned lessons about body, connection, roots, family, friends, church, classmates, and community.
So the first chant we sang was from a Native American tradition, and the Native American and pagan traditions use the wheel of the elements in order to give us symbols to understand ourselves better and to embody our beliefs. And at the back wall, you will see the wheel that we built over the year that shows the wheel of the elements and what those elements symbolize and what they mean to us, as we discovered in our discussions. The first chant of Longwing Feathers remind us that air symbolizing our mind, that our minds can take us anywhere. Our minds can take us anywhere on this planet or beyond it, and we can go and fly wherever we want to in our mind. A chant for Earth helped us to internalize these symbols and embody them. And as we sing these chants, we invite you to listen and sing along with us, okay?
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
One more time.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
From the element air, our class learned lessons about the mind, breath, words, and silence.
May we all fly like eagles.
May we all fly like eagles.
Flying so high.
Learned about action, passion, vision, and letting all of our lights shine.
Yes, we learned from fire that fire is what lights our way. It's what allows us to see whether things are right or maybe things aren't so right. And fire is also the fire of anger and passion that moves us to change things when we see that they're not right. Okay, you're going to have to put that down because this has motions with it. So we invite you to sing, and as much as you can catch on. Ready? And we can rise with the fire of freedom. Truth is the fire that burns our chains, and we can stop the fire of destruction. Healing is the fire running through our veins, and we can rise with the fire of freedom. Truth is the fire that burns our chains, and we can stop the fire of destruction. Healing is the fire running through our veins, and we can rise with the fire of freedom. Truth is the fire that burns our chains, and we can stop the fire of destruction. Healing is the fire running one more time. And we can rise with the fire of freedom. Truth is the fire that burns our chains, and we can stop the fire of destruction. Healing is the fire running through our veins.
From the element water, our class learned lessons about feelings, flexibility, gathering, and persistence.
It's just a statement of where we all come from on this planet. It's call and response as well, a little bit of overlap, so join in as you can. The ocean is the beginning of the ocean is the beginning of the ocean is the beginning of the earth.
Of these elements together form a circle blending mind, emotion, body, and spirit.
So this is our circle chant, and this is the chant that we did every week to kind of blend our minds and our energies together. So we're going to come all the way around the congregation with it and then back to our seats. Would you like to lead us, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, lead us walking around, okay? We ready? We are a circle.
Our middle school popcorn theology class to join us on the chancel.
Today's youth have grown up in a world of cable and satellite television, offering hundreds of channels for viewing at any given moment. As visual resolution for computer games has increased over the years, our youth have also used their visual minds to solve complex problems and achieve predetermined goals. Popcorn theology takes this interest in learning through the visual arts and channels into specific learning opportunities, which examines issues of theological and ethical importance to our world.
Each session of Popcorn Theology is structured about a film, which raises issues of theological or ethical relevance to youth. This theme is carried through the entire session with additional activities, some of which require action and or exploring the relevance to us as Unitarian Universalists.
John says that when he was
in the war, people told him that Native Americans were bad and terrible and not like the white people. But when he got to know them better, he realized that all the things that they said were wrong. And he then started to be friends and got to know each other better. This reminds me of the second principle, justice, equality, and compassion in human relations, because people need to treat others equally instead of saying that these people are bad when they don't even know them, and treat others with kind and with others right with compassion. And this is why I think this part of the movie is part of the second principle.
I see an example of the sixth principle in the scene, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. The tribe's leader gives John a buffalo hide to keep warm. This is a peaceful act and a way to build bridges between the two cultures. They go on in the movie to continue getting to know each other and learn from each other.
Now we throw it out to you. Did you see any other examples of our principles in this clip?
I don't think anyone mentioned the seventh principle, respect for the independent, interdependent web of all existence.
How about the first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of every person?
I don't remember which number it is, but the free and responsible search for truth and meaning, because, you know, both cultures are respected. You know, the Native American culture is respected as its own, you know, valid interpretation.
Any others?
It showed how there was a concern for the disappearing buffalo, which I understood was hunted to extinction by the white people. And the indigenous people tend to have a way of living along with nature in a way that's sustainable, that we could learn a lot from.
Okay.
I think that covers them all almost, doesn't it?
I think so.
Thank you, Popcorn Theology. The journey of childhood is messy and silly, full of imagination, dirt, laughter, deep feelings, enormous smiles, and really big questions. It's important. What you've seen here today are just snippets of the journey that our children have been on this year, and I hope that you were inspired by them. I, along with their teachers, have had the enormous privilege of watching them each Sunday explore their place in this world and their relationships to each other. From making dirt out of pudding to learn about decomposition and discovering rebirth, or turning out the lights and exploring what amazing things go on in the darkness, to discovering their firepower and how to advocate for those whose birthright as human beings are to be at the table, well-fed, sheltered, and cared for. These children of ours have inspired me, and I'm sure that they have inspired you too. Our middle school youth have explored the deep questions of this life and related them to our seven principles. Their ideas have reminded me of the idealism I felt at their age when I was ready to change the world. Ask any one of our children and they will tell you that people deserve to be fed, sheltered, and loved, and that we all should be doing our part to spread more love in the world. This has been their journey at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent, and this is what they will take out into the world with them. I tell ya, they want to make this world a better place. We hear it every Sunday. And I know that they will. I don't do this alone. It has been a privilege to serve as your Director of Religious Education for our first RE year together, but I don't do it by myself. So today, we celebrate our teachers who have been called to minister to our children, Without them, none of this works. Religious education is a lifelong process which integrates the wisdom of the world's religions and philosophies with our present experience of reality and hope for our future. So at this time, if you are an RE volunteer or a teacher, would you please stand? If you serve on the RE committee, would you please stand? If you teach OWL or coming of age, would you please stand? Take a look around this room. They're not even all here. It is impossible to express our appreciation for the work that you do. We see the time, the gifts, and diversity that you are bringing each week, and we see you bring your heart and your mind and your love and your reason. We see you bring your authentic self and all that you do, and we thank you. On the chancel, after service today, there is a small gift for you of a chalice pin, and they're all unique as you are. So please choose one for yourself.
Teachers, for the time you have dedicated to preparation, caring for, and teaching our children and youth,
we honor you. For your commitment to this faith, to this church, and to our shared values, we honor you.
For sparking the curiosity, the character, and the compassion of our young, growing souls,
we honor you. Let us thank our teachers for their year of service by a really nice round of applause. How about that?
We have another important person to thank this morning. Colleen, these flowers are for you. You brighten the lives of our children and youth, and we'd like to brighten yours just a bit. Thank you for your passion, your wisdom, your brilliant writing and storytelling. Thank you for the light and love you share with us every day. Thank you for being our DRE.
It is my pleasure. It's a privilege and a blessing to serve this congregation, but it would seem that that surprise wasn't the only surprise this morning. I've got a surprise too, and it's for this lady right here. Double surprise. So Mary came to us as our first ever staff person DRE back in 1994. She's been touching the lives of the children and youth and families of this church ever since. As an RE teacher, and even before, as an RE teacher, an RE parent, an RE volunteer, a master of so many different trades, throwing events and keeping everybody organized. And 10 years ago, she took over the RE committee as the RE chair. And I cannot even tell you how amazing this woman is, and how grateful I am for everything that I'm like choked up for everything that she has done. It would blow your mind. We would be here for days if I told you everything that this woman does for this church and for the children. And I know that it's because her heart is so enormous, and that she loves each and every one of the children and youth of this church. So Mary, we have a gift for you. I hid it under this chair. Give me a second. Inside this bag, there are a lot of cards. One, while I wanted to send you on a cruise, we couldn't afford that. So we are sending you to a bed and breakfast for a few nights of rejuvenation. But more importantly, inside this bag are notes and letters from the children and youth of our church, because at one time, you were their teacher. And they love you. So thank you, Mary, for everything. Let's give Mary a big round of applause. This morning, we gathered together to worship as a community of all ages. Let us take a moment to look around at those of us sharing this sacred space together and recognize the hearts of our whole community. From our elders to our youngest and all the ages in between, let us embody the beauty of this whole church community, even when there are a few more wiggles, giggles, and banter during the service. We remember that we are all on this journey together. Go in peace, go making peace, and blessed be.